The Department of Food and Agriculture, CDFA for short, had been working on the environmental assessment of its statewide plant pest prevention and management program for 2.5 years before the voluminous document was finalized and released just before Christmas. But that apparently wasn't long enough to do it properly, asserts Amy Trainer, Executive Director of the Environmental Action Committee of West Marin.
The analysis in this document is often cursory, flawed, and lacking substantive scientific evidence to support many of its conclusions. And it allows for aerial spraying of pesticides with no further analysis of the local impacts of the spray at any time. No more analysis, no public notice, no opportunity to comment. It's very, very troubling.
Trainer's group is one of nearly a dozen parties that have joined together in a lawsuit filed last week that seeks to block the implementation of the CDFA program and require a new and more thorough study of its potential effects. It's a matter of some urgency, says Jason Flanders, an attorney with the Aqua Terra Aris law firm in the East Bay.
Having approved this program, the department may go forward with spray activities as soon as next week. It's a problem that we're living under right now.
The backstory on this issue can be traced to CDFA's hastily initiated aerial spraying efforts to wipe out the light brown apple moth after it was first found in Northern California in 2008. When scores of people objected and reported health problems attributed to the spraying, an earlier lawsuit shut it down. Subsequently, says Nan Wishner, a board member for the California Environmental Health Initiative, the CDFA set out to avoid a repeat of that scenario.
This program is really a direct response to the state having been stopped. Their stated purpose is so that they can respond quickly to pests that they perceive to be a danger and that they won't be hung up having to do additional study of what the health and environmental impacts of the spraying would be in any specific local area where they would be spraying.
But the new lawsuit contends that the completed environmental report doesn't comply with California's Environmental Quality Act in numerous ways. For one, says Wishner, it gives short shrift to consideration of alternatives.
The public was invited during the comment period on this plan to propose alternative approaches, and there were loads and loads of people who proposed organic approaches. Our organization proposed an ecological agriculture approach. These approaches use fewer, no pesticides and are really a much more modern way to deal with pests. And they dismissed all those as speculative in their effectiveness, yet there aren't really any strong pieces of evidence that what the state is doing is effective.
She also questions the Food and Ag Department's dual role in ratifying its own analysis.
It's an awkward situation. The Department of Food and Agriculture that is proposing the program is also the agency that gets to approve the program. There's not a lot of check and balance in this system.
While other state agencies are making headway in efforts to reduce the use of pesticides and other toxic chemicals in California, CDFA is moving in the opposite direction, charges Amy Trainer.
What they're proposing here is so vast and such a significant expansion of their authority to apply these 79 toxic pesticides, many of which are known to cause cancer, birth defects, miscarriages, reproductive damage, and are highly toxic to bees and other pollinators, as well as fish, birds, and other animals. That's just not acceptable.
Asked to comment for this story, agency spokesman Steve Lyle replied by email that, quote, CDFA is unable to respond because the matter is in litigation. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.